I'm Ken, he's Bill.
This is I'm Ken, he's Bill, with Peter Cleo, Derek Seaton, Suzanne Kirchess, Claire Sutcliffe, guest star Kenneth Connor, and Patricia Hayes as Mrs. Platt. You usually find the boys together, but it's easy to tell them apart. Just remember,
I'm Ken, he's Bill.
Life in a London bedsitter can be a crowded business, with a conscientious landlady downstairs and two pretty girls upstairs. But there are some things only your flatmate can do for you.
Down a bit, Ken. Now, left a bit. There? Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's lovely. Okay. That'll do. Stop! What are you trying to do? Tear me to pieces?
Well, you asked me to scratch your back. I certainly wouldn't have volunteered.
Yeah, but I didn't ask you to use the pot scourer.
I was getting a lovely shine.
I feel chilly. It's funny, I was quite hot just now. Hope I'm not sickening for flu.
You do look a bit washed out.
Well, thanks very much. I don't seem to have any energy. I feel all lethargic.
Lethargic? Hmm. That's an aftershave, isn't it?
I'll give it a rest, Ken. You've always got to make things into a joke. I was really run down yesterday.
I've told you. Use the zebra crossing.
Give over. I'm going back to bed.
But you've only just got up.
So? There's no law against it?
Oh, look, Bill, we were going to clean the flat this morning.
Isn't a flat. It's a bedsitter.
Oh, you are touchy. But it still needs tidying up. I've been doing it all lately.
Well, you only sweep the dirt under the carpet, don't you? Much more under there and someone will break an ankle falling off the rug.
Oh, stop wriggling about. You look like Tom Jones having a seizure.
My back's itching again.
Yeah, shall I go and borrow Mrs. Platt's rake? It'd make a lovely back scratcher. What are you up to now?
What does it look like? I'm going back to bed, like I said.
You can't. We're going down the pub with Angela and Caroline. Yeah, you always enjoy your Sunday binge with the girls. They'll be up here in a minute. Put your trousers back on.
No, you go. I'll stay here and read the papers. I'll be all right. Oh, it's lovely in bed.
Hello?
Ah, hello, girls. Come in.
What's up with Bill? Why is he still in bed?
I'm not coming this morning. I don't feel up to it.
Are you all right? You do look a bit washed out.
Oh, my back. It's itching all over now.
Oh, would you like me to scratch it for you, Bill?
Yes, please.
Whereabouts?
Well, all over, really.
There?
Yeah, that's it. Oh, I've gone all shivery.
I'm not surprised.
Down a bit.
Hey, your neck's all covered in heat bumps.
But it can't be. I feel cold.
Yeah, perhaps they're giant goose pimples.
Caroline, can I take my pyjama jacket off? You're throttling me.
There's no need to take it right off, Bill. I'll just undo the buttons. Would you two like us to leave?
That's enough, Caroline. It's not getting any better. The more you do it, the more it hurts.
I've got some nice cool skin lotion upstairs. I'll get it for you. Won't be a sec. Oh, Mrs. Platt.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't have to make me jump. What are you doing down there?
Oh, well, I'm just defluffing the keyholes, dear. But more to the point, what are you two doing in here? It looks like an orgy to me.
Oh, no, Mrs. Platt. We just called in for the boys. We wouldn't have come in, only Bill isn't feeling too well.
Not well? What do you mean? Open those windows. Come on, let's have some fresh air in here. Now then, what's wrong with you, William?
He's got these heat bumps all over him.
Heat bumps? Let me see. Ooh!
Oh, leaving already, Mrs. Platt.
No! But I don't want to get too near. That looks like chicken pox to me.
God! I was scratching him. I'll go and wash my hands.
I'd sterilise him if I was you, dear. I can't be too careful where spots are concerned.
Is it really chicken pox, Mrs. Platt? I thought only children caught that.
I always said he was backward for his age. Yes.
That's chicken pox, all right. I didn't spend 3 years at a boarding school for nothing. I was mistress to 500 boys.
Mistress?
Miss, well, domestic mistress. I wasn't qualified to be a matron.
Yeah, Shouldn't we get a doctor, Mrs. Platt?
Well, if you want a second opinion. But I'll have to fumigate this room first. In fact, the whole house will need doing. Give me your pyjamas, William.
What for?
They'll have to be burnt.
Burnt? I've only got one pair.
Well, you'd have to wear them.
But these are them.
We can't have this infection spreading, can we?
Here, shall I paint a red cross on the door, Mrs. Platt?
Don't be silly, Kenneth. This is an emergency.
Well, if Bill's taking his pyjamas off, we'll go and make some tea.
Yes, come along, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, Bill, take them off. You heard what the lady said.
She can't do this to me, Ken. I've had these pyjamas for years. I mean, they're comfortable.
They're also baggy, old-fashioned and frayed round the edges.
Well, no one sees me in them, do they?
No, you haven't had much luck lately, have you?
Is William decent?
No, he's lying down, but you can still see his face.
Look, Mrs. Platt, if you're going to burn these pyjamas, what do I wear when the doctor comes?
Don't worry, dear. I've got the very thing downstairs. They used to belong to the late Mr. Platt.
What's they?
His old nightgown and cap.
He's joking.
It's all right, Mrs. Platt. I'll find something for him to wear.
Oh, I like the pink ribbons over the shoulders. Who's a pretty boy, then?
Give over.
Yeah, you should have worn Mr. Platt's Harris Tweed nightgown. Not that Angela's nightie doesn't suit you. Come on in, give us a kiss.
Oh, get off. Doesn't this nylon ride up?
It's your own fault. You didn't have to wear the baby doll pants as well.
Give it a rest, Ken. Feel terrible.
You look terrible.
You wait till you're ill and want some sympathy.
It's only chicken pox.
Yeah, that's what Mrs. Platt says. It might be some weird new disease. Pass those magazines over, would you?
Yeah. I thought you were supposed to be at death's door. These won't do your blood pressure any good. Especially Playgirl. Yeah, they've got another big star posing in the nude.
Yeah? Who is it?
Ina Sharples.
Oh, very droll. But when's the doctor coming? He's taking his time, isn't he?
It might not be a he. Could be a woman. A young woman. Yeah, she'd want to give you a thorough examination. See all your spots.
Get off. Wouldn't be a woman, would it?
Why not? Hello, look, they're coming upstairs. That'll be the doctor now.
Look, I can't let a woman doctor see me in this nightie.
If I was you, I'd be more frightened about a bloke seeing you. Pink always was your colour.
Here we are, Dr. Campbell. Oh. No, not in there, doctor. That's the hairing cupboard.
Right. Right now, take your clothes off, Mrs. Platt.
It's not me, Doctor. You've come to see him.
Oh, have I? Oh, yes. Yes, I see. My health. Did you look a bit washed out? How long have you been poorly?
No, not me. Him in the bay.
What's that, him? What? He looks healthier than the rest of you put together. You're not malingering, are you, Larry? Are you? Come along, sit up. What on earth are you wearing, man? I didn't know that this was a mental case.
What do you mean? I'm only wearing this because Mrs. Platt burnt me pyjamas.
Oh, I see. Well, if you know how, would you mind undoing those pretty wee boos so that I can listen to your chest? Mrs. Pratt, would you fetch me a bowl of hot water?
Certainly.
A large spoon, so I can look in his mouth. Make yourself scarce, sonny. We don't need any onlookers.
Yeah, okay, Doc. I'll get the hot water. Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
I hope it's a boy.
Oh, get off.
Would you like a cup of tea and a biscuit when you finish, Doctor?
Thank you, Mrs. Pratt. It's very kind of you. A slice or two of your special Dundee cake couldn't go amiss either. And would you please put a wee drop of this in my tea?
Certainly, Doctor.
Here you go.
I'll go and put the kettle on.
I'll give you a hand, Mrs. Platt.
Right, laddie, I want to sound your chest.
Oh, it's cold.
Well, stethoscopes usually are. Right, now, just breathe normally, will you?
I am.
I can't hear a thing.
Doctor, shouldn't you have those two ends in your ears?
Huh? Oh, quite so. Right, now breathe. Good Lord. Isn't that better? That seems all right, yeah.
What have I got, Doctor?
Oh, it's chicken pox, all right, yes. Nothing serious at all.
Will I need any special treatment? I mean, food and that?
Oh, no, except that you won't need so much, you see, whilst you're in bed. Oh. Just take two of these tablets a day.
How long do I stay in bed?
Oh, about 10 days. Well, I'm a busy man, so I'll be off now. I hope Mrs. Pratt has got my tea ready.
Oh, wait a minute, Doctor.
I have no time for idle chat. Good day to you.
Yeah, but...
You might have told me that was the wardrobe.
I tried to.
Here's your spoon, Doctor.
It's all right. I don't take sugar.
Oh. Oh, your tea's downstairs. The girls are doing it.
I hope it's ready. I'm late. I wouldn't get too close if I were you. This chicken pox is very contagious, you know. Oh, he'll have to be isolated in here. Hmm? On his own.
Yes, Doctor.
Right. Good day to you. Tea downstairs, you say?
Yes, Doctor. I told you it was chicken pox.
Yeah, what did he prescribe, Bill?
Well, he says I've got to stay in bed and take these tablets.
Oh.
Oh, yes, and he says I must have plenty of fruit drinks and nourishing food.
Oh.
Yes, steaks and stews and apple crumbles, steak and kidney pies, plenty of gravy, lots of sprouts.
What, all on the same plate? Who's going to do all this cooking for you? I'll be at work all day.
Well, I don't mind the cooking, dear, but I don't want to catch the chicken pox. So I'll bring the food up and I'll leave it outside on the landing.
Thank you, Mrs. Platt. I'll pay you extra for the food, of course.
Oh, that won't be necessary. Oh, still, if it makes you feel easier.
It's going to be a bit lonely up here all day, isn't it?
Lonely? What are you worried about? Laying in bed all day? Having your meals brought to you?
No, I know what he means. It's the inactivity.
Yeah.
Don't worry, dear. I'll bring up the bowl and scraper and you can peel all the potatoes and vegetables.
Tar.
Hey, he's a funny man, that doctor. He's just fallen down the front steps. So it is chicken pox.
Now my diagnosis has been confirmed, I'm going to make this the isolation ward.
Yeah, that's a point. Where am I going to sleep? I know. I'll go in with the girls. I don't mind roughing it.
There will be no commerce between your two rooms. You'll sleep on my sofa, Kenneth.
Hey?
In the parlour.
That old thing? It's hard as iron.
That happens to be a genuine Victorian horsehair couch. Given to the late Mr. Platt by his great-uncle. He used it in the Indian campaign.
What as? A battering ram?
Well, now you all know the position, we'd better leave him to his own devices. That's it, William. Just you lay back and take it easy.
Oh, thank you.
I'll bring up the odd jobs I want doing in a minute. Kenny, bring the bedclothes down and I'll help you make up the sofa.
See you in a minute, Angela.
Yes, we can pop down to the pub and have a drink before they close.
Don't worry, Bill. We'll bring your meals in when Mrs. Platt's not around.
Oh, thanks, Caroline. I wouldn't want you to catch this lurgy.
Oh, we shan't worry about that. Down a bit, Angela. Now left a bit.
There?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, lovely.
Hey, isn't it about time you got up?
I don't want to get up. I'm not feeling very well.
I thought you'd just got an itchy back.
I have. But apart from that, I keep going all hot and cold and shivery.
Oh, Lord. Have you had it, Caroline?
Eh?
Chicken pox. Have you had it?
No. Oh, it couldn't be, could it?
I should think it's very likely. I'll get Mrs. Platt to call Dr. Campbell.
Dr. Campbell! Not that door! That's the cupboard under the stairs! The front door straight ahead of you! Oh, dear. I sometimes think I'll change doctors. But one thing I must say, when poor Mrs. Bradby was at death's door, it was Dr. Campbell that pulled her through. I must say, Caroline, that this puts a different complexion on things.
How do you mean, Mrs. Platt?
Well, now Dr. Campbell's confirmed your chicken pox, we'll have to review the sleeping arrangements.
Ah, yes. Angela will have to come and share my sofa.
You'll be lucky.
Oh, you can't stay in here with Caroline, or you'll get it.
Quite right, she can't.
See? Told you.
Well, she's not sleeping with you either.
But you said that...
Angela is staying put. Caroline will have to go down with William into the isolation ward.
You mean Bill gets Caroline in there with him? The lucky Barlam.
In separate beds with a nice big screen between them, just like in hospital.
But there's only one bed in there.
That's why you're going to move Caroline's bed down there.
What, on me Todd?
Poor old Ken, is it too heavy for you?
Ah, of course not. Right then.
Ken, whatever are you doing?
Moving your bed downstairs, like she said.
Let her get out of it first, dear.
But what about all my makeup and things?
I'll bring down anything you want, Caroline. In fact, I'll look after the two of you. I've had chicken pox before, so I can't catch it. Oh, down a bit, Doctor. Oh, now, left a bit.
Oh, there?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's chicken pox, all right, yes. Three cases in one house is not unusual, you know. I quite expected it, really.
I always thought you couldn't catch chicken pox twice.
I'm afraid you were wrong, Lassie. Mm-hmm. You should be all right, Mrs. Patton. Older people are less susceptible. Mm-hmm. I should take off that wartime gas mask. It's an Irish girl. It could be bad for your breathing, you know.
All right, but it pays to be careful. Mr. Penny, my handyman, won't come near this house at the moment. In fact, if I ring him up, he disinfects his phone afterwards.
How long does this take to clear up, Doctor?
Oh, it'll be gone in a fortnight or 2 weeks.
So Bill and Caroline are nearly over it. Lucky devils. I can't think why Ken hasn't caught it. Looks as though he's got away with it.
No, definitely not. I don't care what you say. I'm not coming in. It's not safe.
Chicken!
Very funny.
But we're nearly over it, Ken. Come on in and cheer us up.
I can cheer you up just as well from this side of the door.
You can't make us laugh out there, Ken. We can't see your face.
I'm not coming in with those germs. I've got away with it this long. I'm not going to catch it now.
Will you be coming again, Doctor?
No. It won't be necessary, Mrs. Fenton. Just have them keep taking the tablets, huh?
Now then, Kenneth, what are you doing down there at the keyhole?
Just peeping. Keeping an eye on Bill for you.
Good day, Mrs. Pett. I'll see myself out straight away.
Oh, mind Mr. Penny's bucket. Good day, Doctor, and thank you for calling.
Keep taking the
tablets. Why was the doctor upstairs, Mrs. Platt?
I took him up to see Angela. She's got it now. Spots everywhere, dear.
Oh, I didn't know that. Here, what are you going to do? Put her in with Bill and Caroline?
No, she's very contagious and they're just getting over it. She'll have to stay up there on her own.
Oh. Hey, what if someone else gets it? Me, for instance. Where would I go?
I'd have you off my sofa for a start. I suppose you'd have to go up in the new isolation ward with Angela.
Yeah?
But I've locked her door and I've got the only key. So don't worry, you won't catch it.
But if I did, you'd definitely put me up there.
Well, I'd have to, wouldn't I? Now, excuse me, I've got work to do. I must go and collect all the garbage and start the stew cooking.
Hey, for you, Kenneth Riddle, opportunity knocks. Stand by, you two. I'm coming in. Lovely. Come on, Bill. A few more should do it.
Oh, fancy having him breathe all over you. What's got into you?
Lots of germs, I hope. I told you, if I catch chicken pox, I get put in with Angela for a fortnight.
I shouldn't bother. Even if you're in there, nothing will happen. Mrs. Platt will see to that.
Yeah, like she's done with us. She keeps bursting in unexpectedly.
But what about nights?
She's thought of that too. Mm. Look at the screen between us. She's sewn bells on the bottom.
Rough, you old devil.
Sends you right off, I can tell you.
Well, it might have done for you and Caroline, but me and Angela, that's a different story.
Yes, well, the best of British.
I painted spots on me forehead last night. Ma Platt fell for it, till I sat down by a fire, and then they started to run down me face. Ended up looking like Sitting Bull.
Very appropriate.
Yeah. Can I borrow your mirror, Caroline? See if I've got any real spots yet.
Here you are. You only looped 10 minutes ago.
Oh, these things happen very quickly. Now, blemish-free, same beautiful, clear, Hang about. This looks promising. Look!
Where?
On me head there, over me left eyebrow. I've done it! A spot! A lovely, beautiful spot!
Hey, I think you're right.
Don't bring it near me. I don't want a second helping.
Oh, I must tell Ma Platt the good news. She'll get old Four Eyes in to confirm it, and I'll be up with Angela in no time. Hey! Mrs. Platt! Mrs. Platt, you down there, Mrs. Platt?
What? What is it, Kenny?
I've got chicken pox, Mrs. Platt! I mean, I'm afraid I may have got this awful chicken pox. You better call the doctor.
I'll just pop up in a minute and see for myself. Well, be a minute.
She's coming up.
How's Angela? I bet she's been a bit lonely.
Not anymore, though. Oh, I think she's got over the tired, listless stage. Just as well, eh? But she's still lovely and contagious. She'll be there for ages yet.
It's not very nice, you know, the first few days.
You have to be joking, of course.
No, no. The spots and the itching can drive you mad.
Don't worry, mate. I've already been out and bought myself half a dozen bottles of lotion. Oh, yeah, I've just had a thought. I can take the record player up there and some nice soothing Make You Well and Drown Out the Noises records. And what with Mrs. Platt providing the meals on wheels and two whole weeks off work. Well, it's going to be one big ball and I don't even feel ill.
Right. Where are these spots of yours?
Oh, Mrs. Platt, look, I've got me jammers and toothbrush ready, and I'm feeling a bit rough, so I'll just make my way up to Angela's room. If you go ahead and call the doctor to make it all official.
Never mind about him. Let's have a look at these spots.
Well, there's only one at the moment.
Where is it then? Hiding?
Oh, it's here. Look.
Where?
On me forehead.
Oh, yes.
You can see it then, can you?
Yes. That's not chicken pox, that's a boil.
Can't be. What do you mean?
Unclean, unclean.
Yeah, that is definitely a boil.
How can you be so sure?
Mr. Penny had one last week while he was doing the garden. That's how I know. And his was the living image of this one, except that his was in a different place.
Well, Ken won't need the doctor now, will he?
I don't know. I think he should have it lanced.
By old Campbell? Not likely. I wouldn't let him take me pulse. Oh, what a choker.
Hey, Caroline, could you pass the sandwiches over?
You had a whole plateful just now.
Yeah, well, I'm a growing lad, am I?
Yeah, but which way?
Super party, Mrs. Platt. Do you need topping up?
Oh, yes, please, dear. I must say, these little bubbles, they do get up one's nose. I feel quite tiddly already.
Oh, what would you be like on real champagne?
This is real champagne. Look at the label. Made in Tokyo. Genuine Japanese grapes.
Yeah, has anyone seen the ketchup?
Oh, there he goes, the galloping gormless. Tomato sauce with everything.
It was really nice of you to throw this party for us, Mrs. Platt. Can we help with the cost?
No, dear. No, no. It's all on me.
Apart from the £4 you had off Bill and me.
What was that, dear? Do you know this champagne is making me hear all sorts of rushing noises in my ears? I didn't quite hear that.
Hey, come on, Ken. What does it matter? We're all better, that's the main thing. You should be grateful you didn't get it. You certainly tried hard enough.
Yeah, I'm glad now. Especially as Angela made such a quick recovery.
I propose a toast to Mrs. Platt.
Mrs. Platt.
Oh, that's very, very congenital of you. Thank you all very much indeed.
Perhaps we ought to propose a toast to Dr. Campbell.
Wherever he may be lying.
Come on, then. I propose we toast Dr. Campbell.
Over a slow-burning fire.
William, that's not very nice. There was many a dark night last winter when he came out and looked at my chest.
Right then, a toast to Dr. Campbell.
Dr. Campbell!
And a toast to Mrs. Platt.
She's had one go.
Mrs. Platt!
The vicar!
The vicar!
The vicar! That vicar? What's he got to do with it?
I don't know. I just felt like saying it.
Oh, listen, everybody. I've just remembered. I've got something to tell you.
You're not, are you?
No. Listen, my parents are going away this weekend, and they've offered us the bungalow. They thought the fresh air and ozone would do us all good after the illness and everything.
Oh, smashing. It's right on the seafront.
Sounds great. I like ozone.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for that. I can take me flippers.
And there's plenty of places we can explore down there.
I've thought of a few already.
I shall have to stay here, dear. Mr. Penny's coming round to oblige me on Saturday night.
Well, don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Now, come on, boys and girls, eat up. I don't want any of this food left over. Kenneth, how about you? Would you like one of these nice big juicy gherkins?
Oh, no, thanks, Mrs. Platt. I'm full up.
But you've hardly eaten anything. Are you feeling all right?
Oh, actually, I do feel a bit hot. Could we open a window or two?
Hey, Ken, what's that on your neck?
What? Where?
I can see it. Just above your collar, it looks like a spot.
Hey, look, there's another one. And another.
Now, what is this? Let me see.
What's the matter?
Well, they don't want to catch chicken pox again. No, no, don't move. Kenneth, stay where you are and stop breathing.
It's just a shaving rash.
You don't shave there, do you?
Look, it's nothing a healthy weekend by the sea won't cure.
I'm sorry, Ken, but it wouldn't be fair to take germs down to my parents' place, would it?
That is definitely chicken pox.
Well, of all the rotten flipping luck. Oh, I suppose I've mucked up the weekend now.
No, you haven't. Only yours.
You wouldn't all go without me, would you?
I'm sorry, Ken, but Mum and Dad are relying on me to look after the place.
And I promised Caroline I'd go with her.
Well, you don't have to go, do you, Bill?
No, I don't have to, but I will.
Now, don't you worry, Kenneth. While they're all away dancing and drinking and heaven knows what, you'll be tucked up nice and safe here, away from temptation.
And we'll bring you back a stick of rock. How about that?
Oh, chicken pox!
That was I'm Ken, He's Bill, with Peter Cleal as Ken and Derek Seaton as Bill. Angela was Suzanne Curtis, Caroline was Claire Sutcliffe, and Dr. Campbell was Kenneth Connor. And keeping them all in order was Patricia Hayes as Mrs. Platt. The program was written by Richard Matthews and John Davis, and produced by Edward Taylor.